Time to talk some track and field. Another big event set for Hayward tomorrow. The Oregon Twilight. Always a lot happening surrounding this. Plus, we throw an eye towards the fast approaching NCAAs. He's the Associate Athletic Director, President of Tracktown USA. Always enjoy welcoming in Vin Lanana. Vin, how's it going?
Great, Steve. It's great to join you today.
Let's start with the NCAA Outdoors. Begin midweek on Wednesday, June the 8th, wraps Friday the 10th. And, of course, entire packages available, but not everybody can make it out for the entirety of the sessions. So those single-day tickets become pretty desirable. And what's available and when do they go on sale?
Well, the tickets for this year's NCAAs will be available beginning tomorrow morning, single-day tickets at 9 a.m. for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have all 4 days available, but we are launching the single-session tickets. All finals are Friday and Saturday. There are several finals on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's going to be as you know, Steve, it's going to be a fantastic event.
Now, we get all kinds of meets here in town, the trials, the invitationals like the Pepsi, duels. How would you describe the kind of competition this is, the Twilight?
The Twilight meet tomorrow will be, you know, a great mixture of collegiate athletes and post-collegiate athletes. But we also have middle schools. We have kids half lappers. We have a middle school miles. I mean, we have so many things going on, but we believe that it will be a great mix. It's always a great meet. The Twilight's a great traditional event.
Now, I know you get a lot of feedback and you've been doing it for a while, and it might almost seem cliche, but man, for those young kids to get to compete and run at Hayward, that's just got to be magical for them.
It's a perfect way to describe it, Steve. It is magical. There's I know that sounds really cliche, but I would say that if you take a look at kids who really are going to experience something special, the connection between the spectators and the athletes who are competing, I don't care how old you are, it's a spectacular and lasting experience.
Talking with Vin Lanana, President, Tracktown USA. Twilight set for Hayward tomorrow. And I see the first couple of track and field, Brianna Tyson and Ashton Eaton, are set to compete. Obviously, no heptathlon or decathlon. So at what level or what event will the dynamic duo be performing?
Well, I just finished talking to Harry Mara, their coach, and I believe that Brianna is running the hurdles, and it's a good hurdles field. And Ashton is actually high jumping and running the 400 meters against, among others, Michael Berry, our great 400 meter runner from a couple of years ago.
Obviously, each meet has unique features, athletes, or a particular event. So this one starts at 1:30 tomorrow and wrap right around 7. You get so much packed in. So as far as maybe an event or two or three, what pops as far as the strongest field or maybe most hotly contested?
Well, I would say that, to be honest, the national anthem is at 5:55. And there's a television window that runs from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
And every event that's in there is good. The 4x1, the 800 meters, the javelin, the shot put, ending with the 1,500 meters. The 3,000 is in there. I mean, it is, as you said, it's action-packed. If you're a big track and field aficionado, all those field events that begin with the discus at 1:30, they're all great events. It's just a matter of what you want to catch the real action of the best part of the meet. That's usually in that 5:30-ish range.
Now, I mentioned the Olympic trials again here. The Rio Games start 3.5 weeks after that ends on the 10th of July. So as the U.S. track and field coach, are you kind of in a waiting mode, or do you your people kind of know who's in the mix. So as the coach, is there anything you and your staff are doing in the interim to prep for when it's time to get ready for the Olympics, or is it going to kind of present itself?
You know, Steve, you must be clairvoyant. This morning at 7 o'clock, we had our men's coaching staff meeting. We have it every 3 weeks. And we actually went through exactly that. We each of the event areas went through and basically talked about who's actually competed already, who has the mark, who has the standard, who's likely to make the team, who's injured. And I can say with every bit of confidence that Team USA will be really good.
I've been called a lot of things, Vin. Some I can't say on the radio. I don't remember clairvoyant being in there, but I sure appreciate it. In closing, a lot going on. Rather than me ask more questions, how about you tell me what I might have missed or what you want to get out there about this meet, tickets, or anything else coming up you think the fans need to know?
Well, I think tomorrow night's going to be a great event. It's a final regular season meet. I know Robert Johnson's staff really are prepared as they're getting ready for the Pac-12s next week in Seattle. The big thing is we start looking to the rest of the season. We look at the NCAA. Those single day tickets are on sale. We want to pack the place. We really need to get all fans who are cheering for all teams, but we want to mature a little louder for the Ducks. So get your tickets.
All right. Hey, Vin, always a pleasure to have you. I'm sure it'll be another successful meet. And like I said, with so much coming up, I look forward to chatting with you soon about everything that's going on.
Thanks so much. You have a good day.
All right. Take it easy.